Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
One of them thinks the date went great. The other, not so much. Let's find out why. It's Gunner and Cheyenne's 650 Blown Off.
On Camel Country 107.9, number one for new country.
Ryan in Phoenix dropped into our DMs and told us about a date that he had with Courtney. She's now blowing him off. Ryan, what's going on with Courtney? What's the latest, man?
She's been giving me the cold shoulder, and I can't figure out why. We went on our first date, and it went really well, and now she's ignoring me.
So how did you guys meet?
We met on Tinder.
Okay.
And your message said it was about mid-December that you met. What was the first date like?
First date was great. It was a drive-in movie, actually. So it was really nice. I had never been to one before, and it was really interesting.
So watching the movie, and anything awkward happen during the date?
I did try to kiss her at some point, and it didn't really work out.
Did she, like, give you, you guys were, like, looking, and you went in to kiss her, and she turned and gave you the cheek, or what happened?
She kind of, you know, looked at me, and I looked at her, and then she looked back, and then I leaned in, and she looked at me, and then she looked away, and then I kissed her cheek. I think I played off.
I'm uncomfortable listening to that description.
There was so much going on there. All right, maybe it's that, maybe it's not.
Yeah.
Let's find out the real reason Courtney's blowing you off. Ryan, we've got her phone number. Let's call her right now.
Hello?
Hey, is this Courtney?
Yes, this is.
Hey, Courtney, my name's Gunner. That's Cheyenne.
Good morning.
We do the morning show on Camel Country 107.9. Ryan reached out. He's a guy that you went on a date with back in December. Do you have a few moments to talk about that?
Sure. This isn't how I thought I was going to spend my morning. Sure.
It never is. Never is with this stuff. I do need to let you know that you're on the air. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So tell us about this date with Ryan. How do you think it went?
I mean, I appreciated him taking me out, you know. It's been a while, so he's a nice guy. I don't really have anything terrible to say about him.
I mean, is this something you'd like to go on another date with him?
I mean, I like him. I just haven't had a chance to get in touch with him, really.
I know. Well,
okay.
I mean, it was mid-December. It's been about a month.
Well, yeah, but, like, people get busy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was by the holidays, so I was busy with that. And, I mean, I did send him a text wishing him a Happy New Year, so it's not like I totally avoided him or anything.
Okay.
All right, well, we do have Ryan on the phone with us. He's heard this entire conversation. Ryan, you want to jump in here, man?
Hi, how are you? I don't want to be too forward. It's been bothering me. I just wanted to know why you didn't kiss me when I went in for that kiss.
I mean, if I'm going to be honest, do you remember what you were eating?
Oh, no.
I had chips.
Oh,
yeah.
Chips.
But it wasn't just like any chips. It was like those smelly, stinky sour cream and onion chips with like a little green speck. Like, I'm sorry, I'm not going to kiss you with stank breath.
I mean, it makes a lot of sense, right?
I did that, yeah.
I mean, we had Jimmy John's over the weekend. I had onions on there, and my wife could smell those from a mile away. She didn't come anywhere near me when I got onion breath. But, I mean, it makes sense, doesn't it, Ryan?
Yeah, that's a great explanation.
Kind of something you got to kind of think about, right? I guess
totally.
On a first date with the breath. I mean, staying away from anything that makes your breath stink.
I would. Like, I think about everything like that on a first date.
Yeah.
What am I drinking? What am I eating? What am I doing weird things with my face?
So, Courtney, that turned you off to Ryan to where you weren't too crazy motivated to get a hold of him or what?
I mean, like, maybe if we went out again and, like, he made some better food choices, like, maybe...
I could do that.
So gross. All right.
That's
there you go. So, Courtney, you're down for a second date then?
Yes.
All right, Ryan.
If you bring some mints.
She's in. Yeah. Watch those food choices and bring some mints, man.
Yeah.
Especially if you're going in for a first kiss. I don't want that onion breath, man.
Deal.
All right. That would be kind of a I'm a smell guy.
Yeah.
I hate bad smells, man. That would ruin it for me.
So do I. I would just be out, I think, at that point.
Just assume they're going to want you to smell good. Just all avenues.
Yeah.
On a first date, second day, whatever. Just assume they're going to want you to smell good, taste good, everything else.
Why do we even need to say that? Smell good, period.
Hashtag smell good. Gunner and Cheyenne's blown off. Back at it tomorrow morning, 6:50 here on Camel Country 107.9. On the way, we've got a brand new 720 I Love You Man. But coming up next, Home Alone fans, they are trying to digitally alter a scene in Home Alone 2.
Okay.
This movie came out how many years ago?
A good chunk of time ago.
I think over 20 years, right?
Probably. It's got
to
be.
Why are they trying to digitally alter a scene? We'll tell you. Coming up next, here on Camel Country 107.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.